It's Tuesday, August 30th, 2016, and here are the stories we're covering this week. A successful experiment has transferred an entire DVD wirelessly in less than 10 seconds over more than 30 kilometers. Opera's password sync database has been compromised, and they're urging users to change their passwords. Google is going to start penalizing websites who use pop-up ads, and a piece of software allows a standard, unmodified USB flash drive to transmit data covertly to a nearby system, even if the systems are air-gapped. These stories are coming right up. Don't go anywhere. Now here's another great way you can support the shows you love from the Category5.tv network by shopping at GearBest.
That's right, Jeff. Cat5.tv/GearBest. It's an online store for the geek streak in you.
Or the loved ones.
Well, of course. I mean, especially your loved ones, right? Because Cat5.tv/GearBest, quite frankly, has all of the greatest tech gifts that you could ever hope for at rock-bottom prices.
Do they have cell phones?
You betcha. Cat5.tv/GearBest has a wide assortment of unlocked Android cell phones and tablets.
What about consumer electronics? Those make a great gift.
Absolutely. From high-tech watches to action cameras, headphones, even virtual reality headsets. Cat5.tv/GearBest has you covered. They literally have it all, Jeff. Literally.
Really?
It's like a superstore right from the comfort of your own chair at your computer through the interweb.
Yeah, there's no way they have it all.
It's true.
It's just a bunch of random electronics.
Test me.
What about clothes?
Yep, both men and women, fashionable apparel at rock bottom, super duper prices.
Kind of like this?
Well, look at this coat. What do you think? It's a slimming mock leather jacket.
I love it.
It's available for less than $30 plus free shipping at cat5.tv/gearbest.
All right. You kind of got me there.
Wow. Any other questions for me, Jeff?
Now that the winter has passed, flying season, do they have any good deals on, say, drone copters?
Oh, my goodness. Well, check this out. Dude, they have everything. Check out over 500 various drones. And not only that, they're available marked down by about 30 to up to 63% off the regular price.
Love it. What's the website again?
Well, you're going to find GearBest on our partners' pages for any of your favorite Category 5 TV shows like New Every Day, Category 5 Technology TV, The Pixel Shadow. But of course, if you want to shop absolutely right now and you want to go straight to the site, all you have to do is visit cat5.tv/GearBest.
See, that's easy. Cat5.tv/GearBest.
That's right. Happy shopping.
I'm Jeff Weston, and here are the top stories from the Category5.tv newsroom. Transmitting the contents of a DVD in under 10 seconds by radio transmission is incredibly fast, and a new world record in wireless data transmission. With data rate of 6 gigabits per second over a distance of 37 kilometers, a collaborative project with the participation of researchers from the University of Stuttgart and Fraunhofer Institute of Applied Solid State Physics, IAF, exceeded the state of the art by a factor of 10. The extremely high data rate was achieved by the group through efficient transmitters and receivers at a radio frequency of 71 to 76 gigahertz in the so-called E-band, regulated for terrestrial and satellite broadcasting. Only in this frequency, a range of millimeter waves are required, the high effective bandwidths available, and the enormous data rates can be realized. I'm pretty sure I messed up that sentence somehow. Difficulty.
It's really fast.
That's right.
Very small wavelength.
It's very fast.
Very high, very frequency.
76 gigahertz?
No.
Megahertz? Megahertz.
No, not megahertz.
Gigahertz?
No.
Wow. It did something.
Cancer causing.
Yeah, it did something with that thing at that place to the other place.
You heard it here, folks. You heard it here.
That's right.
All right.
Difficulty is weakening the signals over larger distances, though. The transmission has to be especially powerful, and the amplifiers have to be efficient. Now, the next generation of satellite communication requires an ever-increasing data offload from Earth observation satellites down to Earth. Supplying the rural area and remote regions with fast internet is possible, as shown in this trial. This is a cool story. I remember reading a news story, I don't remember if it was on the show, but about looking at doing satellite internet to remote areas.
Yeah.
So if this is what they're going for and this is the way they're testing it, it's pretty cool.
You could get a lot of broadband internet on those kinds of speeds.
Yeah.
I mean, from a single signal going up to a satellite and back down to Earth, how many people could actually piggyback on that connection?
That's cool.
Very neat.
That's very cool. All right. Opera's Web Sync feature lets users synchronize their browser data and settings across multiple devices. Now, Opera is now warning users of the browser that an unknown hacker has managed to gain access to its sync system, potentially compromising the data of around 1.7 million users. The Norwegian company said in a blog post, some of our sync users' passwords and account information, such as login names, may have been compromised following the hack, and encouraged users to reset passwords for third-party sites. Now, although Opera only stores encrypted or hashed and salted passwords in the compromised system, they have reset all of the Opera sync account passwords as a precaution. I don't think I've ever used Opera, so I think I'm probably safe.
Operetta, maybe.
I don't think I've used Operetta.
He missed it. GWG gets me.
Yep. All right.
You're gonna have to film like Opera, like the music.
I've never been to an. Nope, never been to an opera.
All right.
I had to pause for a second. Been to the ballet, but never the opera.
All right.
Yep.
All right.
Okay. From Opera to Google is going to be penalizing websites that feature intrusive pop-up advertisements. It's updating the algorithms used to rank its search results so that offending pages are more likely to get lower placings. Google makes much of its money from placing ads on the mobile web. One expert said that the company wanted to give users one less reason to use ad blockers or search within apps instead. For its part, Google said that the move should make using some of its results less frustrating. The change is due to come in effect on the 10th of January. So you're going to have to wait a little bit, but it's coming. Researchers have developed software that turns unmodified USB devices into covert transmitters that can funnel large amounts of data out of air-gapped PCs. The USB, so named because it behaves like a bee that flies through the air, taking bits from one place to another, is in many respects a significant improvement over the NSA-developed USB exfiltrator known as Cottonmouth. That tool had to be outfitted with a hardware implant in advance and then required someone to smuggle it into the facility housing the lockdown computer, which was being targeted. Now, USB, by contrast, turns USB devices already inside the targeted facility into a transmitter with no hardware malfunction required at all.
Modifications. A lot of these devices require them to, like, somebody to actually hack the device and put it on site, but no.
Not so much now.
Right out of the box.
Yeah. Now, the researchers say, we introduce a software-only method for short-range data exfiltration using electromagnetic emissions from a USB dongle. Unlike other methods, our method doesn't require any transmitting software since it uses the USB's internal data bus. The software works on just about any storage device that's compliant with the USB 2.0 specification. Now, some USB devices, such as certain types of cameras that don't receive a stream of bits from the infected computer, aren't suitable. USB transmits data at about 80 bits per second, fast enough to pilfer a 4,096-bit encryption key in less than 10 seconds.
Mm.
This is kind of crazy.
You think you're safe with an air-gapped computer, which is to say the computer is not connected to a network. It's not connected to the internet. It is air-gapped.
Right.
But someone can plug a USB flash drive into there or give you a flash or use just any USB flash drive to now transmit what's going on that air gap computer to another system.
Nothing is safe.
Conspiracy theories abound.
Yeah. See, and again, as I'm reading the story, I think of
a Tom Clancy novel, because I'm a big Tom Clancy guy, all where right. there was something done like this with USB devices.
There you go. Tom Clancy's in on the NSA conspiracies.
He does have...
That's a conspiracy about conspiracies, which isn't the same thing.
That's true.
Yeah.
Unfortunately, he's passed away, but almost a year now. But yeah, he did have special, like, secret security clearance with the Pentagon.
Oh, yeah? Yeah. Oh, wow.
Yeah.
So he may have been in the know.
You never know.
You never know.
Took the secrets with him. All right. Big thanks this week to Orange Man, Roy W. Nash, and our community of viewers for submitting stories to us. If you found a news story you'd like to send, email it to newsroom@category5.tv. For all your tech news with a slight Linux bias, visit the category5.tv newsroom at newsroom.category5.tv. From the category5.tv newsroom, I'm Jeff Weston.
I just like to throw tongue twisters in there for you, Jeff.
Yeah, you know what? It's getting there.